Today was a particularly hard day with my kiddo. There's honestly a lot of hard days, but most I can just chalk up to that's life as a single dad and move on. Kids, however, have a knack for saying things that will cut you to the core without even realizing it. Today was one of those days. It's a day that I'm so grateful that I have therapy after my visit. I have to be honest, you weren't my first choice for a therapist. I tried a couple others before eventually landing on you. I honestly thought having a male therapist would be more beneficial given all the things I'm going through. But on the other hand, I definitely wanted to get a female professional's perspective on the things I was going through to see if I'm as crazy as my ex makes me out to be. It also helps that you're fucking hot. But I have always maintained a mature, professional relationship with you. Even when the topic of sex and porn come up, you don't bat an eyelash, you just dig in. And I appreciate that. Today, I flopped onto your couch with a giant sigh, and you already know. Before you can ask, I just said, "Yep, sure is another one of those days." You walked by me to shut the door. I usually do on my way in, but today I guess I just wasn't that focused. You put your hand on my shoulder and give me a little rub, saying you were sorry I had such a hard day and asking where I wanted to begin. I think that's the first time you've ever touched me. I told myself not to overthink it. Let's just get on with the session. You closed the door as I was running through my day prior to seeing my kid, and the typical work bullshit, office drama, frustrated with money and being underpaid, but that's nothing new or surprising. When you walked over, you slid your chair way closer to me than normal. Or am I imagining that? Anyway, we get to my visit. One thing about pain like this, it hurts like a bitch in the moment, but it's usually one of those things that you can just swallow for now, and if you need to, get upset about it later. Usually just thinking about it again bums me out, but then I'm able to just take some deep breaths and move on. There are plenty more things just waiting to piss me off. It's not until you gotta say them out loud that the words spiral up your throat like a dragon and grips your vocal cords with its mighty claws, forcing you to choke on your words, the ones you were just so confidently about to say. A pause with a shaky breath in and out, eyes watering like the room was filled with smoke. Just a few words from my little human, and it's reduced me to this. You could see how intense the emotion was and switched from the chair to the couch next to me. This, too, was new. You put your arm around my back, asking if that was okay. I nodded yes, as a few tears jumped from my eyelids before I could shut them in. That human touch, in conjunction with having to say this out loud, had me all messed up. Slowly but surely, I got through it. I tried not to cry, but at the same time, I didn't try my hardest to hold it in. I know it's not healthy to keep things inside, and I have no problem, as a man, showing my emotions. I just knew that if I opened the floodgates, I'd probably cry for the entire session. So together, we kept my composure enough to tell you what happened, and for you to hit me with the old Goodwill Hunting, it's not your fault. Laugh all you want, because it's funny, but in the moment, when emotions are high, you're gonna Matt Damon that response every time. Once we got through it all, I felt a lot better. You have such a way of making things clearer in my mind, helping me process things in a logical way and make it easier to keep fighting the good fight. I am grateful I ended up here with you. I glanced up at the clock and saw our time was just minutes away from being up. I looked over at you, still sitting next to me, and I don't know why, but I put my hand on your knee, which was exposed from your skirt. I gave it a gentle squeeze and said thank you for helping me. You rubbed my back and said you're happy you could help as you pulled me in, your other arm swinging around to hug me tight. Like the klutz I am, I went to lift my hand off your thigh to reach up and hug you, but during that slight shift towards each other for the hug, my hand went into your skirt and slid almost all the way up between your legs. You yelped and leaned back, no doubt startled. I stood right up and apologized as I turned red as a tomato. I started for the door, and you stood up and grabbed my hand, stopping me. You told me your next appointment canceled, which was the last one of the night, so please don't leave just yet, and asked if it was really an accident. My heart was going a mile a minute. So I wasn't crazy this whole time. Something is happening here. You grabbed your skirt and lifted it up over your hips, exposing your thighs and your panties as you stepped toward me, backing me up to the back of the door. You asked if this was okay, and I asked you if this was okay. You took one hand and slid it up the back of my head, saying that it'd be more okay as soon as I put something inside you. Your other hand pressed mine to your panties, and you leaned in to kiss me. Fireworks. The fact that my emotions went from one extreme to the next had me dizzy, but I kissed you. Not only that, but I pulled those panties to the side and started playing with your clit. As soon as I swirled it in circles, your kisses stopped and you whimpered into my mouth. I rubbed you faster before dipping my fingers down and sliding two into your pussy, curling them a few inches in and pressing on your G-spot. Your hands grabbed my face and pulled it off yours. The look of surprise and pleasure danced across your eyes before they rolled back and closed. I took your leg in my free hand and lifted it so I could get my fingers in you deeper. I have pretty thick hands after all. The wet sounds of my fingers slamming your cunt was music to my ears. I felt you grip my shoulders and held me tight as you sank yourself down. I couldn't tell if you wanted it harder or if you were really losing your ability to stand. Either way, I wasn't stopping. I fingered your tight pussy right there until you pressed your face into my neck and growled that you were coming. I continued fingering until you pull your leg from my hand and basically forced my fingers right out of you, looking me in the eyes under your brow as you catch your breath, whimpering the words, "What the fuck?" as you maintain your grip on my shoulders. As soon as you collected yourself enough, you pointed to the couch, telling me to sit. Now. And like a good boy, I sat down. And like a ninja, you were in front of me on your knees, hands violently pulling at my belt and my button. You hooked your fingers into my underwear and I lifted my ass as you pulled everything down. My hard cock sprung up right in front of your face. You giggled for a second and smirked as you looked at it before leaning down and filling your mouth with me. I let my knees spread as much as they could since my pants were still around my ankles. It didn't matter, though, because the way you sucked my cock was unlike anything I've ever had. Your hand and mouth working together like Olympic figure skaters, gliding up and down my cock in perfect harmony. So wet, so sexy. The kind of blowjob you can only get when it's from someone who genuinely enjoys giving them and making the person they're with feel really fucking good. Normally, it can take me forever to come from a blowjob, if I can even come at all, but the way you sucked me, your other hand rubbing the spit that's dripping down all over my balls and my asshole, you were a professional at pleasing someone. I told you I was close and asked if that was okay. You lifted off just to tell me that I better fucking come in your mouth. Sweet Jesus. You went back to work, and I barely had time to shut my eyes before I was crying out that I was gonna come. You opened your mouth, still pressing your tongue on the underside of my tip as you stroked me with that perfect grip and swivel. I looked down and saw you already looking up at me. I gasped as I watched the first rope of cum shoot up your tongue and disappear into the depths of your mouth. And as soon as it happened, your hand slid off and you slammed your mouth down, relaxing your throat and taking my entire length. Your lips pressed firmly against my soaking wet base. I can feel your tongue gliding side to side as I'm throbbing and coming directly into your throat, shooting it right down and feeling you swallow with me still in your mouth. No one has ever done that to me. Ever. As soon as you felt me just throbbing, but no more cum shooting out, you lifted up and gasped, taking a few huge deep breaths. My mouth was just hanging open, which made you laugh as you grabbed a tissue from the box on the counter to clean your face and eyes. You helped me put my pants back on and gave me a huge hug. I'm still in shock. And I told you that as we walked toward the door. You smiled and said that it's something you've wanted to do for a long time. The fact that I was, in your words, hot. Not just hot, but a hot single dad. You knew you couldn't keep it professional for long. Well, I think I will be making sure our appointments are the last ones of the day from now on.